This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For most of its 40-plus years, University of South Florida St. Petersburg has been regarded as a commuter school. But that changed in 2006 with the opening of Residence Hall 1, and in 2012 with the new University Student Center. But as the school continues growing, there's need for more student housing, a need that may soon be met with a 550-bed residence hall that school officials would like to build through a private-public partnership, an arrangement where a private company picks up a bulk of the costs of building a new facility. Last week, the USF Board of Trustees approved a plan to begin searching for such a partner. We spoke to Regional Chancellor Sophia Wisneska shortly after that vote was complete.
At present, we are 130% occupancy with existing residence halls. That means we have 700 students living at two dorms. Those facilities were built for 550 students, not 700. And so we're tripling rooms and doing the best we can to accommodate students. In addition, we have nearly 70 students living at the Hilton Hotel. So we are at our maximum.
How does this new facility address that while at the same time almost expanding kind of the reach for USF St. Petersburg to not be so much of a commuter college, so to speak?
One of our strategic plan goals is to increase enrollment through a combination of on-campus, off-campus students. Currently, we're at 10% of our student body being residential. Our goal is to move that to 30%. I think having more residential students will not only increase our enrollment goal, but it will significantly enhance the campus life experience for students. And I think that will lead directly to greater retention and graduation rates, which is job number one for us.
One of the things that you've said to me before is the goal of having 10,000 students on campus, correct? 10,000 students enrolled?
In 10 years.
You're going to need more housing down the line, are you not?
We are. What our feasibility study had indicated is that the 550 is, for us, a third phase in the residence hall picture, and we would probably need to move beyond that quickly. In total, we need about 850 beds, not 550. So I think once this project is completed, we will be looking to the future for the next phase as well.
And the idea of the P3, why is a public-private partnership to build these kind of facilities important in this day and age to a university?
In Florida and in other states, the legislature feels that colleges and universities should be in a business of education, not housing, and the debt for housing should be absorbed not by the state, but by private entities. So I think a P3 is more feasible than a bonding option for us.
And also, just the state doesn't seem to fund education in the way that it did previously, does it not?
Well, Florida is very generous in terms of its funding, quite frankly. And at least for us at USF St. Pete, nearly 50% of our funding comes from the state. But there is a trend to be more affordable, to look for partnerships that will absorb some of the costs. And so this is one example of that.
Wisneska jokes that the process to get the new residence hall built may take longer than the actual construction. With trustees' approval, the university will soon begin seeking a partner to design and build the residence hall, and a plan will also soon be presented to the State Board of Governors. Wisneska hopes groundbreaking can take place in 2018, with the hall opening for students in fall of the following year. For more on the plan, check out WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.